If you're listening to this podcast episode, it is likely that you know someone who has dealt with the effects of either living with a neurodegenerative disorder or has had a close friend or family member diagnosed with one. Disorders like Alzheimer's, schizophrenia, epilepsy, and PTSD affect nearly 30 million Americans yearly and are incredibly painful for those who are diagnosed and their loved ones, as well as severely taxing on the healthcare industry. Mike Daly has been taking care of his mother, who has Alzheimer's, and he explains the toll that it takes on him.
If you did want to retire, could you swing it financially?
No. Well, I had to dedicate my whole life to taking care of Carol because I couldn't afford to pay home care.
What would you say the toll has been on you?
I'm dying. I really take a hit. My blood pressure is like 200 over 100. I can't go to the hospital. Who watches Carol? All right, what do I do with Carol?
Interestingly, significant differences between males and females are seen in many of these diseases. However, the mechanisms behind these sex differences have largely been unexplored in the literature. One way to attack the disparity in diagnoses between the sexes may be by looking at these extracellular matrix structures called paraneuronal nets. PNNs function to protect neurons, stabilize synapses, and encourage plasticity. They regulate learning and memory through stabilization of inhibitory parvalbumin, or PV, interneurons. PNN development and maintenance is necessary for a number of processes within the central nervous system, including protection of neurons from oxidative stress and the closure of developmental critical period plasticity windows. So, what role do PNNs play in the development of neurodegenerative diseases? Researchers have shown that a model of early life stress in animal models negatively affects the development of prefrontal cortex PV interneurons, which are enwrapped with these PNNs. Adversity early in life can disrupt prefrontal cortex maturation and increase vulnerability to later life onset of neuropsychiatric disorders like schizophrenia, PTSD, and anxiety disorders. Findings from human post-mortem studies suggest that adults with affective disorders have fewer prefrontal cortex PNNs compared to controls, suggesting that PNN dysfunction may underlie later life susceptibility to neuropathology. PNN abnormalities have also been observed in post-mortem brain tissues of patients with schizophrenia and Alzheimer's disease, as well as impaired development of PNNs in Fragile X syndrome, a common genetic cause of autism. Human neurodegenerative diseases affect men and women differently, yet sex is rarely included in bioengineered models of these diseases. We know that more women than men develop Alzheimer's. We also know that women decline faster, but we don't understand why, says Pauline Maki, director of women's mental health research at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Dr. Richard Isaacson, who leads the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic at the New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center, was interviewed about how Alzheimer's specifically affects women.
One out of six women over the age of 65 could develop Alzheimer's. That compares to one in 11 men. Women in their 60s are roughly twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's compared to those who face breast cancer.
Were you surprised by how prevalent this turned out to be among women?
No, I see this every day.
You do? Yeah.
It's no surprise for me. It's also no surprise that the eldest daughter of a patient with Alzheimer's is usually the primary caregiver. This disease doesn't just affect the patient, it affects the entire family.
That's really because women become the caregivers, yeah.
While this sex difference has been identified, the neural mechanisms behind it have not been described as of yet. The study that I will be focusing on was published in April of 2021 by Gildawi and colleagues and addresses the critical knowledge gap of whether changes in PNN and PV neurons occur specifically in female rats, mimicking the increased vulnerability of women to multiple traumatic events and the subsequent onset of neuropsychiatric disorders. They modeled early life adversity in rats via maternal separation and juvenile social isolation. In adulthood, anxiety-like behavior was assessed in the elevated zero maze. the presence and structural integrity of prefrontal cortex PNNs in wrapping PV-expressing interneurons was quantified. They observed a female-specific effect of adversity on hyperactivity and risk assessment behavior. Moreover, females but not males exposed to multiple hits of adversity demonstrated a reduction in prefrontal cortex PV cells in adulthood. They also observed a sex-specific reduction in PV and PNN structural integrity. These findings suggest a sex-specific impact of repeated adversity on neurostructural development and implicate PNNs as a contributor to associated behavioral dysfunction. While there is no cure for diseases like Alzheimer's or schizophrenia, research continues to be done to understand possible neurological mechanisms that lead to or are associated with the degeneration of neurons seen in these disorders. In our Neurobiology of Sexual Behavior course this semester, we have learned not to overlook sex differences in the data, and researchers are finally beginning to explore these differences seen in neurodegenerative diseases. New research has targeted paraneuronal nets, which are crucial to neuronal protection and plasticity, as a possible launching point. Their novel sex-specific findings paved the way for a better understanding of these diseases, as well as the potential for the development of new preventative therapies.